We are in Simin Reish Nun Zayin. We're up to Siv Dalid, and we'll be doing from Dalid through Zayin. Afal pi shein tomnim b'Shabbos, afilu b'dover shein mosif hevel. Even though on Shabbos itself, it is usher to do hatmona b'tchila. You're not allowed to insulate your food. Im toman bo mebod yom. What happens if you did hatmona by day? V'nizgale mishech sheicha, and it got uncovered by dark. So you're allowed to return it. Now it said here, the nizgala, it happened on its own. It also said, mishech sheicha. So the Mishnah Berurah learns as follows. Whether you maliciously uncovered it, you did it the chavana, or it got uncovered on its own. If it happened before dark, it's also to go and put it back in there on Shabbos, because that's called hatmana b'tchila. Whereas, what happens if it happened after Shabbos came in, after Mishech Sheicha, there it doesn't make a difference whether it happened on its own or you did it via Dayan. It is mutter to put it back. They only aser tchilas hatman on Shabbos and not return to hatman. V'chein, imrotzo lohosev ala b'Shabbos mosif. If you want to add to it, you can add, meaning something that was in a state of hatmana and now you'd like to insulate it further, that'll be mutter. V'cheinim wrote a little kulo, v'losis achabim komo. You want to take this pot out and put in a different pot. Bein sharishin cham yosem erasheni, bein sharsheni cham yosem erasheni. Doesn't make a difference which one was hotter. Afilo lo yimuchus ela besadin. You went and insulated it with a sheet. That's not going to do all that much. Yochol litlo lechasoso beglufkarin. You can take a big heavy blanket and cover it in that. And says the Mechaber, in other words, the halachi is that you're allowed to go and put it back or increase the hatmana. That's not called chilas hatmana. This is all in Eina Mosef Hevel. Vahu, says the Mechaber, when is this? And is bashlak there a cold sarka? When the food was fully cooked. Avalam Eina Mavushel is called sarka, but if the food is not fully cooked, afilu lohosef ala kisui oser. You're not allowed to even add something to the kisui. Why is that? Because that will cause it to cook more. So the Magen Avraham has a problem with this. Cook more? We're talking about Atman in an Eina Mosef Hevel. Something that's not generating heat. How is something that doesn't generate heat and only insulates, how is that going to cause something that's raw to cook? He therefore says that we're talking about a case where you put it into an oven that had gecholim in it. And we'll see later, there's an instance where we wouldn't consider it hatmana. And there, the Mechaber is telling us that if it's Eina Mavushel called Sarko, it's still going to be Yasser. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, follows the Beis Meir, who says a different shot. He says that if you have a pot that's boiling away, and you then put insulation around it so it continues to boil, that is considered cooking. Prolonging the boiling in something raw is considered cooking, even though what you're using as an insulant is something that's in a Mosef Hevel. Sifhei, impino hatafshel b'Shabbos mikderish and esbashel bolikdera acheris. If you emptied whatever you cooked into a different keli, a keli sheni, muter latmino b'davar sheni Mosef Hevel, you're allowed to do atman on Shabbos and ain't a Mosef Hevel. So there's a machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi learns that we're talking about where you transferred it in order to cool it down. So we say, if you're trying to cool it down, you're not going to stoke the coals. Tosus learned not like that. That it's mutter anyway. The Rambam learns that it's mutter anyway. The reason why it's mutter anyway is because everyone knows that a keli sheni makes it lose heat. If you're so worried about it losing heat, you wouldn't have put it into a keli sheni. So now that you put it in a keli sheni, we're not afraid that you're going to stoke the coals. How do we paskin? We paskin like the Rambam, that even if you're doing it for the kavana of heating it up, it's still mutter as long as it's Eina Mosef Hevel. Further, Sifhei, no, we saw that, Sifvav, mutter lahatmin b'Shabbos dover tzonin, b'dover she'ena Mosef Hevel, k'leishu yitztanin b'yoser, o k'leishu tafik tzinoso. You're allowed to do hatmana in an Eina Mosef Hevel on a pot that on a pot that's cold, even though you're trying to warm it up. Of bedavar Mosef Hevel, afilat and so on, gomer and filim b'yom oser. Of course, if you're talking about Dover Hamosif Hevel, the halacha is that that is Asr. Now, here too, there's Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says that Hatmona in Sonin is mutter only if you're doing it to keep it from getting warm. The Rambam says it's mutter even if you want it to warm up a drop. It's still mutter. As long as it's an Enamos of Hevel, we paskin like the Rambam. Now, based on these halachas, so the halacha is that if something is no longer Yatzo Ledesbo, it's still warm, but it's not Yatzo Ledesbo. It is Sonin and there's no Isser Hatmona. Mishtabura wanted to say that if it's a liquid that cooked and didn't cool off completely, even though it's no longer Yatzo Ledesbo, we would say that it's still considered mavushal because the original bishul isn't batal, and therefore there should be no iser and hatmana. His maskana is not this way. His maskana is that the fact of the matter is that this is tzonin and there's no gzera, so it's mutter. Now, with regard to use of a thermos, pouring something into a thermos, the thermos really is a keli sheni. According to Rashi, this would be usser, because you're pouring into the keli sheni for the sake of keeping it from getting cold, not for the sake of keeping it from getting hot, and you didn't transfer it to cool off, you transferred it in order to retain the heat. Whereas according to the Rambam, since it's a keli sheni, it's mutter anyway. So a thermos is mutter, according to the Rambam, without question. What if one wants to be machmir? So Lemaiser, Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva says that since the top of the thermos is not insulated, it's nothing other than the cap that goes back on there. He says that that's not considered hatmana completely. And since we'll see that we saw already in the Ramah, the shita of the Ramah is that if it's open on top, it's not considered hutman. If you just put the lid there, it's not considered hutman. Siv Zayin. Kol heichad yasrinan hatmana afilu b'kdeir mavushelas kol tzarka asrinan v'afilu mitstamik v'ralo. Wherever we asr hatmana, it's even by mitstamik v'ralo. The reason being, even though by shehiya everyone agrees that when it's mitstamik v'ralo, you're not gozer, hatmana is far more, is done for a longer time for the morning, and there you want to preserve the heat so you may stoke the coals. There are those who are makel that hatmana has the same halacha as shehiya. Wherever I wouldn't be choshish for stoking the coals in shehiya, it's mutter and hatmana.
You don't stop people in a place where that's the minig, but you shouldn't do it anywhere else. And la halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that b'dieved, it's only mutter if you're not ragalasas came, like we said before. Now, according to the Ramah, there would be a heter of kidra chaisa, of something completely raw, would also be mutter here. La halacha, we don't hold like this Ramah.